ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Though we have completed the Sambandha Bhashyam, still, in keeping with what has been discussed in Sambandha Bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents few more quotes from Kathopanishad, etc., to clarify the point what he says at the end of the Sambandha Bhashyam. So before we go to the actual mantra, Kena Ishitam, let us read the mantra once today. Kena Ishitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Ishitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranaf Pratamaf Praiti Yuktaha Keneshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranaf Pratamaf Praiti Yuktaha Keneshitam Vachamimam Vadanti Chakshushrotram Kavu Devo Yunakti Keneshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranaf Prathamaf Praiti Yuktaha Keneshitam Vachamimam Vadanti Chakshushrotram Kavu Devo Yunakti. Always learn to chant the mantra also correctly so that you can memorize easily. Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha Kena pranaf prathamaf praiti yuktaha Kena pranaf prathamaf praiti yuktaha Keneshitam vachamimam vadanti Chakshushrotram kavu devo yunati Keneshitam Vachamimam Vadanti Keneshitam Vachamimam Vadanti Chakshushrotram Kavu Devo Yunakti. Before I go to the actual mantra, let me make it very clear. Here, Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra again. How does he introduce? Naisha Tarkena Matihi Apaniya. I will go to the mantra, I'll explain every word before that. Let me make it very clear here. Naisha Tarkena Matirapaneya. Naisha Tarkena Matirapaneya. This is the ninth mantra, the second chapter of the second section of the first chapter of Kathopanishad. Iti Shrutehe Cha. Cha and there is also statement of another shruti. Shrutehe anyat vakyam. And there is another statement of shruti. Which shruti? Shruti. Kathopanishad mantra. This is another statement of Kathopanishad mantra. Na esha matihi tarkena apaneya. Esha matihi, this knowledge, tarkena, through logic, by logic, na apaneya. The na should go with the verb, na apaneya. Matihi happens to be the stilinga shabdaha. Apaneya. Apaneya is a potential passive participle, which means attainable. Attainable. So, matihi jnanam apaneyam. Matihi apaneya. So, this knowledge, the word matihi here means knowledge, the understanding. This understanding of the Atma, this knowledge of the Self, is not attainable by logic, through logic. It means what? Already we understood. Kevala tarka agamyatvam. We go back to the previous sentence. Kevala tarka agamyatvam cha darshitam bhavati. So, this knowledge being not attainable by mere logic also is revealed here. Knowledge of the Atma being not attainable through or by mere logic becomes revealed here, revealed. So in support of that statement, how it is revealed? Kevala tarka agamyatvam. Knowledge being not attainable through mere knowledge, the mere logic, is again revealed by the same sentence. Yesha matihi tarkena na apaneya. This knowledge is not attainable by mere logic. And this is the support of the Upanishad statement. This is presented in as an evidence from Kathopanishad. And one more sentence is that Acharyavan Purusho Veda. If this knowledge is not attainable by mere logic, then how can one understand? Of course, only through the Shastra Pramanam, by going through the subject matter of the Shastram, with the help of the teacher alone, one can attain this jnanam. Therefore, it is made very clear again. It is again the second mantra of the 14th section of the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Acharyaha yasya asti saha acharyavan purushaha. So the person who has the teacher definitely discovers the truth. The teacher, acharyavan, must be, acharyaha must be the one who has, must be sampradaya with guruhu. Sampradaya with guruhu, who would have studied the shastram with the help of the teacher, who would have known the sampradaya. Thereby, this person himself follows the teaching and he becomes a role model for others also to follow the teaching. Therefore, the teacher is known as Acharyaha. And the person who has such a teacher, Acharyavan Purushaha, the person who has such a teacher, being guided, taught, imparted by such a teacher, definitely discovers the truth. Acharyavan Purushaha Veda. And another statement. Who is Acharyaha? Acharyaha is the one who has studied the Shastram, thereby who knows the Sampradaya, who lives himself, his life in keeping with the Shastra's teaching, and who becomes a role model for others also, is the Acharya. Swayam Acharati Anyan Acharayati Iti Acharyaha. And the person who has such a teacher cannot help but definitely discovers the truth. And one more sentence from Chandogya Upanishad itself, the next, in fourth chapter, statement. Acharyadha eva. Acharyadhaiva vidya vidita sadhishtam prapat iti. Acharyadhaiva vidya vidita sadhishtam prapat iti. Prapaditi. Acharyadhaiva vidya vidita sadhishtam prapaditi. If you break it, acharyat ha eva vidya vidita sadhishtam prapat iti. See, prapat is a Vedic here. We have to take it as prapnoti. Prapnoti. So prapat literally means attained. And we have to take this prapnoti, attains. So what does this sentence say? Knowledge, vidya, vidita. Knowledge known from a teacher, acharyat, acharyat, vidita, vidya, eva, only that aha is there. Indeed, the knowledge known from the teacher only, the knowledge received from the teacher only, sadhishtam prapat, attains sadhishtam, most efficacious. Sadhishtam means the most efficacious knowledge. Most beneficial, most efficacious knowledge. The knowledge received, known from the teacher, Acharyaha. Better use the Acharya. The knowledge received from the Acharya only becomes the most efficacious, attains the position of being the most efficacious. Becomes most efficacious and most beneficial. So what? Attains the position of being the most efficacious and most beneficial. Otherwise, the knowledge, if a person attains jnanam, without making use of shastram as the pramanam, without having studied the shastram with the help of the teacher, then it is not possible. Knowledge will not be effective because knowledge must have some defects. Because other than the shastram, there is no pramanam here. So, acharyatha eva vidita vidya sadhishtam prapat. So, this sentence also implies what? Acharyaha stands for shastram. Acharyaha is the one who has the profound knowledge of subject matter of the Upanishads. who lives his life in conformity with the teaching. Thereby he becomes the role model, thereby for others, and who can communicate subject matter. So that without any difficulty, who can give the vision. Of course, the acharya's giving vision is in keeping with the student's preparedness also. But still the student, if the knowledge has to be attained and it has to be effective, it must have been received from an acharya. One cannot pursue the self-knowledge independently without the help of the teacher. So Shastram having the status of being the means of attainment of knowledge is emphasized by all these statements. Shastram must be made use of as the pramanam. One must have tremendous shraddha in the Shastram. One more sentence is there. Now this sentence is from Bhagavad Gita. So having given three evidences from Shruti, a Shruti Pramanam, now Acharya also presents another evidence from Smriti Granthaha Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanino tattvadarshinah. So here, tadvidhi pranipatena. May you know that truth. So here the sentence is made very, very clear. Tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipataha means entertaining an appropriate attitude. So tadvidhi, may you discover that truth, approaching a teacher with the proper attitude. By entertaining a proper attitude, may you discover the truth with the help of the teacher. So ityadi smriti niyama, ityadi shruti smriti niyamat, ityadi shruti smriti niyamat cha. Because of this, ityadi shruti smriti niyamat. So due to, because of statements of Shruti, Upanishads, and a statement of Bhagavad Gita, etc. Because of these such statements, because of statements like these of the Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita, what should a person do? A person should approach a teacher properly for studying the Shastram as the one who is aspiring for Jnanam. Okay. So here, I'll stop here and let me come back to the... Let me explain to you. So here, the Keno Upanishad is presented here in the Humafat dialogue. Therefore, there is a teacher is imagined and a Sishya is also imagined. There is a teacher approached by the student. And the Keno Upanishad student, the Sishya of Keno Upanishad, is not an ordinary student. Already we understood the person who must be highly dispassionate because of his viveka. The student who approached the teacher and asks this question presented in this first verse. What is the question is that is presented? How is it possible for him to also ask such a question? We'll come back to that. Before that, Let me make it clear. The Keno Upanishad student who approaches the teacher, asks this question, must be a person of Viveka Vairagyam. He must be having discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. Of course, he is a person of dispassion. We have seen the introductory commentary. This question itself is asked by the person who has Brahma Jignyasa, the one in whose mind desire for knowing the truth has risen, alone can approach this teacher. How does the desire rise in his mind? Because he has vairagyam, he has dispassion, he has viveka. Not only that, this person already must be of such understanding that this physical body is a product of modified form of food, product, a modified form of food, born out of food, sustained by food, and is going to resolve in food also. He must be knowing the nature of the physical body very well. Therefore, the physical body must be inert. Being a material product, it must be of the nature of inertness. But this physical body is not inert now because it is alive, it is conscious, the sentience is there, consciousness is there. Physical body is alive, it is functional, it's active. And this body is alive and active because there are subtle aspects which reside inside, which obtain within this physical body. And all those subtle aspects, right from the mind, this Keno Upanishad student also knows this fact, that mind is also material product. Mind is also material product. And he knows all the sense powers are material products. How does he know they're all material products? He knows mind is an object of knowledge. All three states of experience are nothing but three states of mind. Therefore, all three states of experience are known. All three states of the mind are known. So mind is known. Mind is also object of knowledge. Being an object of knowledge, it is of the nature of innateness. The student already knows this much. Highly mature student. Not only that, he understands all these sense powers, all these powers of organs of actions, even the physiological function, the prana, all subtle aspects obtaining within the physical body because of the presence of which, because of the functions of which, the physical body itself is alive and functional, and sentient and conscious. Which means there must be something else other than, apart from these subtle aspects obtained within the physical body, because of the presence of which alone, this inert material mind, inert sense powers, inert pranas, all of them become conscious, sentient and functional. Because they're all known, they all come under the category of the objects. All the objects are of the nature of inertness. So they all must be of the nature of inertness, but they are functional, conscious and sentient, which means there must be something else apart from them, other than that, those subtle aspects, because of the presence or the blessing of which alone, they all must be becoming conscious, sentient and functional. Therefore, he comes out with this question. Such a question is possible only if a person has பிரம்ம ஜிக்யாசா, டிசையர் ஃபார் நோயிங் த ட்ரூத். தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் பர்சன் நாட் ஒன்லி ஹி ஹாஸ் விவேகா வைராக்கியம், ஹி ஆல்சோ ஹாஸ் ஆல் ஷமஹா தமஹா உபரமஹா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆல் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ். ஹி மஸ்ட் பி பர்சன் ஆஃப் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ், ஹேவிங் டிரெமெண்டஸ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் தி சாஸ்திரம். ஹி மஸ்ட் பி அ ஸ்ரத்தாவான் புருஷா ஆல்சோ. The Shraddha wasn't there, he would not have approached a teacher. The Shraddha also in the Shastra. He must be having this understanding that Na Tarkena Na Aapaniya Matihi. This knowledge is not attainable through mere logic. He knows the importance of studying the Shastram with the help of the teacher. He knows Shastram as the Pramanam also. That is how this person is capable of approaching a teacher. That is what is said in the following sentence. Such a person who has Brahma Jignyasa, desire for knowing the truth, what should he do? Kaschit gurum brahmanishtham vidivatu upetya. Kaschit gurum brahmanishtham vidivatu upetya. Having approached a guru, some guru, who brahmanishtaha, having approached the teacher, who has steadfast vision of the truth, who has firm, doubt-free vision of the truth, such a person. And he asked this question. He must have asked this question. So, to ask this question, he is very firm. He was a firm understanding. Pratyagatma vishayat anyatra sharanam apashyan. Pratyagatma vishayat anyatra sharanam na pashyati eshaha. This disciple anyatra sharanam na pashyati. Anyatra sharanam na Pashyan, not seeing the refuge, not seeing the refuge elsewhere. Anyatra sharanam apashyan. Anyatra sharanam apashyan, not seeing the refuge elsewhere, not finding another means. Not finding another means, anyatra sharanam apashyan. Other than the knowledge having the subject matter of pratyagatma. Pratyagatma vishayat. Other than the knowledge having the subject matter, having pratyagatma as the subject matter. So pratyagatma vishayat means what? Other than the knowledge having pratyagatma as a subject matter. Not seeing a refuge, another refuge. Not finding another means. Papracha, he had asked. The student had asked for what? Abhayam nityam shivam achalam ichchan. Abhayam nityam shivam achalam ichchan. Desiring nityam, everlasting, timeless, permanent, சிவம் ஆஸ்பீஷஸ், அச்சலம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். அபயம், அபயம் ஃபியர்லெஸ், நித்யம் டைம்லெஸ், சிவம் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ், அச்சலம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், இச்சன் டிசைரிங். சோ டிசைரிங் த ட்ரூத், டிசைரிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத், the fear, truth, the fearless, timeless, auspicious, changeless truth, desiring the knowledge of the fearless, timeless, auspicious, changeless truth, not finding another means, not seeing another refuge other than the knowledge having Pratyegatma as a subject matter, had approached and asked the teacher, Kena Ishitam Ityadi. He asked the teacher this question, beginning with the words, Kena Ishitam. The student must have approached the teacher and must have asked this question beginning with these words, Keneshitam, is imagined here. Kalpyate. Now we are imagining there is a student and who is of this, now who is endowed with this preparation and who is craving for knowledge. And there is a teacher also, to his expectation, who is eligible, qualified teacher. And he approaches the teacher and he asked this question. He asked this question beginning with his words, Keneshitam. Iti kalpyate ityadi shruti smriti niyamaticha kaschit gurum So because of these statements, such as these heard from Shruti and Smriti, kaschit, some kaschit gurum brahmanishtam vidivatu upetya, having approached the teacher in proper way, properly, vidivat means following the protocol, vidivat கச்சித் குரும் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம் விதிவத் உபேத்ய பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷயாத் அன்யத்ர சரணம் அபஷ்யன் அபயம் நித்யம் சிவம் அச்சலம் இச்சன் டிசைரிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ட்ரூத் டிசைரிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஃபியர்லெஸ் டைம்லெஸ் auspicious, changeless reality, had asked the papracha as a prishtavan. Papracha is a past perfect tense verb. You can understand, take it as prishtavan. Papracha. Iti kalpyate. He had asked, thus here it is imagined, inferred by us. So, Keneshitam Ityadi. Now, we'll go to the mantra now. Keneshitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranav Prathamav Praiti Yuktaha Keneshitam Vachamimam Vadanti சக்ஷு ஸ்ரோத்ரம் கவுதேவோ யுனக்த Okay, first, the student is asking the teacher now, Manaha Patati. See the word Manaha Patati. Manaha is a Sakaranta Napusakalinga Shabdaha. A neuter word. Manaha Patati. Literally, the word Patati means falls. But here, Manaha, mind goes, mind approach, reaches, not physical, mind reaches its object. Mind reaches to, reaches its object. Goes to its object. Manaha patati. But how is it possible for the mind to go to its object? How is it possible for the mind to reach its object? So he is asking, because mind is inert by itself. Not only that. So it must be animated. The inanimate mind must be animated, blessed, or prompted, directed by something. So his other question is what now? Kena ishitam. You break the word kena ishitam, gunasandhi. Kena ishitam. Ishitam is a past passive participle. Meaning what? Blessed. Actually, desired. The word ishitam literally means desired. Kena ishitam. Desired by what? Desired by what or whom? Willed by what or whom? Animated by whom or what? Prompted by whom or what? This mind, the mind reaches its object. The word patati is not taken as false. It reaches its object, goes to its object. One more verb is there, preshitam. So the same verb ishitam with the prefix pra become what? Preshitam. Sent, being sent. So sent by whom? Pushed by whom? So kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. For the question number one. Willed by whom? Desired by whom? Sent by whom? Pushed as it were by whom? Mind reaches its object. Mind goes towards its object. Question number one. Pranaha prathamaha. Pranaha is a vital air. So prana is always said to be the prathama. The pranaha prathamaha kena. Again. Praiti. Kena. Pranaha praiti. See, pra eti. Pra again is a prefix. Eti is a verb. Praiti. Again, by whom is the prana made capable of moving about? Kena yuktaha. next sentence, kena yuktaha, being endowed with what, being associated with what, being endowed with what, it is inert vital air, the foremost, the vital air is said to be the foremost, endowed with what? Praiti moves about. The prana must be, there must be something associated with the prana. The prana must be endowed with something because of which, by which the prana moves about. Again, kena ishitam imam vacham vadanti. Kena ishitam. Now, vadanti is a plural verb. Therefore, we take it as human beings alone only speak. It is understood. So, people speak. Kena ishitam vacham imam vadanti. So, blessed by whom people speak. People speak this speech. Kena ishitam imam vacham manishyaha vadanti. Blessed by whom? Blessed by what? Do people speak this speech? It's another question. The question pertaining to mind, question pertaining to prana, then question pertaining to this speech. Now, chakshuhu, shrotram, only two sense organs are mentioned. They stand for all sense organs. Kaha u devaha. The u stands for some celebrity. Who is the celebrity? Who is the well-known, popular? Devaha, divyati iti devaha. Devaha means what? Effulgent. Self-effulgent. Effulgent. So, kaha u devaha. Who is that well-known, effulgent Lord? Who is the well-known effulgent Lord, the celebrity effulgent being, unites the seeing power chakshu and the hearing power shrotram with their respective objects? So we can take it as, who is that effulgent, well-known effulgent being who unites, unakti means unites, who connects the sense powers, all five sense powers, seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, with their respective objects, form, sound, etc. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha, kena pranav prathamav praiti yuktaha, keneshitam vachamimam vadanti, chakshushrotram kavudevo yunakti. This is the literal meaning. So, the student is very clever. He knows all the subtle aspects obtaining within the physical body or objects of knowledge. Being objects of knowledge, they must be of the nature of inertness. If they are of the nature of inertness, how come that they become conscious, sentient and functional? Which means all of them must be blessed by something else, other than these material aspects, because of the presence of which, blessing of which, they all become functional, conscious and sentient. That's why the question is asked, Kena Ishitam Manaha, Kena Ishitam Manaha, Kena Preshitam Manaha Patati. Pratamaha Pranaha, Kena Yuktaha Praiti, Kena Yuktaha Pratamaha Pranaha Praiti. Question number 2. Kena Ishitam Vacham Ima, Kena Ishitam Imam Vacham Vadanti. Third question. Kaha U Devaha Chakshuhu Shrotram Yunakti. Fourth question. Okay. Before I go ahead, let me make it very clear. Let us take this verb Ishitam. Ishitam, then Ishita, then Preshitam. The three verbs let us take first. Yunakti is a simple clean verb. Yunakti means unites. Patati literally means falls, but here it means goes to, reaches. Okay. Now Ishitam, the Ish Dhatuhu. In this verb Ishitam and Preshitam, and also the verb Ishita, Ishita, Ishitam, Ishitam. Here the root is Ish. Dhatuhu is the Ish Dhatuhu. And Ish Dhatuhu is, we come across Ish Dhatuhu. Ish Dhatuhu belongs to three different conjugations. I have not taught you the conjugations. Anyway, I will be teaching you soon. Ish Dhatuhu belongs to fourth conjugation. Ish Dhatuhu is also the root of the sixth conjugation. Ish Dhatuhu is also found in ninth conjugation. Therefore, as a fourth conjugation root, the meaning is the same. Ish means desires. Ish, to desire, to will, to like. If you take it as a fourth conjugation verb, a root, Ish Dhatu, the fourth conjugation, Vikarna Pratyaya, becomes Ishati. From Ish Dhatu, you can derive a verb Ishati. Ishati means what? Desires. And the same Dhatu, Ish Dhatu, a sixth conjugation verb, also the same, desires. But the verb derived as a sixth conjugation verb, root is what? Ichhati. Ishati, Ichhati. Another verb is what? Ishnati. Ishnati means desires. Ichhati, Ishati, Ichhati, Ishnati. Ichhati, Ishati, Ishnati. Okay. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Ishehe. Before I go to sentence, next sentence. Kena Ishitam. Kena Kartra Ishitam. Kena Kartra Ishitam. Are you following? Kena Kartra Ishitam. Kartru, Kena Kartra Ishitam. By which doer, by which performer? Ishitam. Ishitam is equal to Ishtam. Ishitam is equal to Ishtam. Ishtam is what? Past passive participle, meaning desired. Abhipretam sat. See, ishtam, the verb ishitam, here ishtam means abhipretam sat. Abhipretam sat. Abhipretam. Ishtam, ishitam is equal to ishtam. Then ishtam means what? Abhipretam. Abhipretam sat. Being blessed, being willed, being desired. So desired, willed, blessed by which? Karta. By which karta? Manaha patati. Kena kartra ishitam, ishtam, abhipretam sat. Abhipretam sat. Sat means being. Being blessed, being willed, being desired by which karta? Manaha patati. Patati means what? Gachati. Manaha patati does not mean for, but gachati goes. Swavishayam prati iti sambadhyate. So, mind goes towards its respective object. Mind goes towards the object. Mind reaches the object. Iti sambadhyate. Swavishayam prati to its object. Towards its object. Sambadhyate. It is connected. So we have to connect it extra said word here. So having said that, Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Ishehe abhikshnyarthasya gatyarthasya cha iha asambhavat ichartasya eva etad rupam iti gamyate. This part I'll explain tomorrow. It's time now. It's okay. See, this root ish belong to three different conjugations, has three different meanings also. Main meaning is desires. Only once and I shall tell you and stop here. See here, it has the meaning, first meaning is what? As the root, as from this root ish, the verb which can be derived is ishati. Ish dhatu, as the dhatu root of the fourth conjugation, the verb derivable from the root is ishati. And ishati means desires. Ishati also has another meaning is what? Ishehe abhikshnyarthasya. Abhikshnyartha. Dhatu. Abhikshnyam. Abhikshnyam means repeating. Abhikshnya means repeated. Then, this from the same dhatu belonging to the sixth conjugation, ichchati. Ichchati means desires, likes, wills. Then, from the same root, belong to ninth conjugation, the verb derived is what? Ishnati. Ishnati means what? Gachati. Again, gachati. Ishnati means gachati. The way he says, அபீக்ஷ்ணார்த்தஸ்ய கத்யர்த்தஸ்ய ச இஹ அசம்பவாத். In this context, iha means in this context, the meaning of in this context where the verb root ish is used, the meaning of repeating or the meaning of going is not appropriate, does not suit here. So here abhikshyartasya gatyartasya chaiha asambhavat, as it is not possible to take the meaning of going, the meaning of repeating, iha asambhavat, iha in this context asambhavat, as it is not possible to take the meaning of repeating, take the meaning of going, ichartasya eva etad rupam. Iti gamyate, it is understood that this word, the meaning of desiring alone should be taken. Ichartasya eva etad rupam. So this particular word here, etad rupam, means this word ishitam has only the meaning of desiring. Icha artasya eva etad rupam. This form ishitam, this word ishitam here has only the meaning of desiring. This is understood. So what is understood here? Even though the root ish has three different meanings, because it belongs to three different conjugations, it has the meaning of repeating, it has the meaning of going, it has the meaning of desiring also. But still, in this context here, the meaning of other two meanings are not, as it is not possible to take the meaning of repeating and going, only the meaning of desiring alone is taken, is understood. It must be only ishta, ish plus ta. When you add ta pratyaha, always after shakara, celebrate shakara, it becomes ishta. Ishtam is the correct way of saying it. Ishitam, ishdhatu, one ikara is added, it, one ikara is added. Then tapratyanta is added. So ishit, taken as ishitam. Ishitam is a Vedic usage, chandasa prayogaha. Ishitam, if you use ishitam as a participle, you will not get marks. Okay? In conventional language, ishitam is not a correct expression. Okay? Ishitam, ishdhatu, when you convert into participle, it must be ishtam, not ishitam. It's all right. But ish, one ikara has been taken, and then participle has been formed in the Upanishad. Ishitam is a Vedic usage, chandasa prayogaha. So what is the participle of ishdhatu? Ishtam, not ishitam. Ishitam is a Vedic usage. Ishtam is a conventional usage. Okay? Chandasa prayogaha ishitam. In regular, conventionally, the word used is ishtam. Doesn't matter. Ishtam here should be taken as desired, willed, and will also prompted. That's how the meaning should be taken. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.